Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some tips when you go to manually vacuum a pool. I'll give you some idea of when you probably don't want to vacuum it, when you just want to leaf rake the bottom to get the debris out, and when you definitely want to vacuum a pool. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I'm going to talk to you briefly about when it's okay to manual vacuum a pool. What I mean by that term is using the system vacuum. You have your vacuum head with the wheels or a brush vac, depending on if you're using it on a vinyl pool. Then you have your 1.5-inch hose, and it could be a various length, 40 feet, 50 feet, anything in that range there. And then you would connect that to your skimmer and vacuum in the pool that way. I'm not going to talk too much about using a vacuum system here because that's kind of a separate way of cleaning a pool. I'm just going to talk to you about using the manual vacuum and when you should actually use it if you do pool service or if you're taking care of your own pool. When is the best time to drop it in there and vacuum the pool? And if you don't have an automatic cleaner, of course your pool is going to get a lot of dirt and debris on the bottom. With an automatic cleaner, you're still going to get a lot of dirt and debris. In some cases, it'll miss some areas and then you can spot vacuum a pool. So I'll start with if you have an automatic cleaner, and I'll work backwards there. So if you have a suction side cleaner, like a Zodiac MX-8 or a Hayward Navigator, something like that, this is connected to either a side port or to your skimmer. And you can actually use the cleaner hoses to vacuum a pool, and it's very easy to do. If you have the right vacuum, that is, you can plug the hose directly into the top of it. And I use the Pentair ProVac on my route, and this connects to just about every vacuum out there. The only exception would be the Zodiac MX-8. You have to modify, or the Zodiac cleaners with the locking hoses, the MX-8 is one of them that has that, MX-6 is another one. You have to modify the front of that slightly. I have a video on my channel on how my YouTube channel how to modify that, but you can modify it to connect to a manual vacuum. But if you have just a regular cleaner, the universal hoses work perfectly fine to manually vacuum out your pool. And so what you do is you make sure that you have your system off, turn off the pump, make sure the timer's not going to come back on, and then you want to carefully pull the cleaner towards the side of the pool, and then you want to leave the hoses submerged. Just pull it till you get the cleaner head, and let's say, for example, you have a Hayward Navigator. Just disconnect that cleaner head from the first hose, and in the case of the Navigator, I would probably connect it to actually the second hose because it has a cuff on the first one, and you can easily connect that to your vacuum. And then you want to put your manual vacuum head with your pole into the pool, submerge it down to the bottom, and then go ahead and turn on the system. And there should be enough suction either from the side port or from the skimmer to manually vacuum the pool slowly. Now you can increase the suction with the side port valve by turning it. You can't give it a full suction because it's not designed for a full suction on the side port. And for the skimmer, you can of course take out the regulator valve or reduce the suction of that valve and vacuum that way. You have to kind of play with each kind of automatic cleaner on your route or at your house to kind of get the best way to use that with your manual vacuum head. And it takes sometimes some fine tuning. Again, I mentioned like at the skimmer, if you have it connected there, you can actually take out the valve and stick the hose directly in, or you can adjust the valve or you can turn it off. And the side port also, you make some adjustments. It may just have enough suction just the way it is to vacuum it out without adjusting it. And that's kind of how I do it. I don't really adjust it. At that point, I'm spot vacuuming the pool, and it should have plenty of suction in most cases, a spot vacuum. Now, if I'm vacuuming the whole pool, of course, I'll do some adjustments, but typically the cleaner is working well enough to where it may leave spots here and there. And I mainly connected the cleaner hose to vacuum out the spa. So I'll connect it to the cleaner hose, and then I'll toss it into the spa rapidly and vacuum out the spa. Or I may start the pump. I may start in the spa with the pump off and vacuum that out. Then I'll turn everything off and reattach the cleaner head to it and put it back in the pool. Again, you're just going to have to play with the automatic cleaner at your service account or at your house to kind of get the best settings to manually vacuum with that. But I really like that because then you'll save having to put your hose in there and submerge it. Now, if you're at a pool without an automatic cleaner, or if it has maybe a Polaris type cleaner, a pressure side cleaner, and you notice a lot of fine dirt on the bottom, one of the things you're going to have to kind of do is time it so that the Polaris is not running when you get to that service account. So I like to have the Polaris is coming on later in the day or later in the morning before I get to that service account. The Polaris shouldn't be running. That way all the dirt can be settled on the bottom and I can vacuum it out. The problem is if the pressure cleaner is running at the time you're there at the pool, it's going to stir up all the dirt and all the debris and you're not going to be able to vacuum it out correctly. Most of the time you're going to find all the dirt settled on the step area of the pool. Sometimes you're going to find some in a deep end. So if you're a homeowner with the Polaris type cleaner, just make sure that you get out there early enough in the morning to manually vacuum the pool before it turns on. And with your service accounts, kind of set your timer so you know that you'll get there before the Polaris starts at your service account. And generally, the Polaris type cleaners do a great job picking up leaf debris. If you have a Polaris 280 or any of the Polarises, you can get a fine mesh bag or sand silt bag, and this picks up a lot of the dirt also. But on occasion, you'll have to vacuum in the step area and areas like that, and so you have to put your manual vacuum in there and vacuum it out. Now, if you have a pool with a robotic pool cleaner, you rarely have to manually vacuum that pool, and I rarely vacuum any pools with robotic pool cleaners, but you may have to on occasion do that, and that's pretty easy because the robot's not going to be running all the time in the pool, and everything should be settled. Now, if you have a pool with no cleaner at all, you can definitely easily manually vacuum that pool out, with a few exceptions. So if the pool has a lot of leaf debris on the bottom, let's say it has leaves that are 1 inch long or 2 inches long, and you have acorns, or if you have large piles of debris on the bottom, you may not want to manually vacuum the pool at the start. So what I like to do when I get to a pool with a lot of heavy debris on the bottom, and if I'm not using my vacuum system, which I would probably be using in this situation, but if I didn't have it with me, what I would normally do, and I guess I can predate myself before I had a vacuum system, what I normally would do was I would get to the pool, and I wouldn't worry about skimming the surface yet. The first thing I would do is get the large piles of leaf debris off the bottom. So I would use my leaf rake, and I would skim off the big piles of leaf debris and try to get as much of the big piles off the bottom of the pool as possible. And then I would skim the surface, I would check the chemistry, and then I would go over to the equipment and make sure everything's running correctly. And then I would set my manual vacuum hose and vacuum head in the pool. And this buys me about 5 minutes or 8 minutes or so doing all of that after I had skimmed the bottom off. And the reason why I want to buy some time is that I want all the leaf debris and dirt to settle back down onto the bottom so that I can vacuum it out and get most of the dirt out. So you don't want to be standing around waiting for this. So the first thing you want to do is get the large leaf debris off the bottom. And then, of course, you can skim the surface, do the chemistry, check the equipment. And by then, you, again, have 5 or 8 minutes of time used up. Everything should be settled. And, of course, you have a couple minutes to get your vacuum in the pool and set it up and start vacuuming. And you can vacuum pretty effectively with a canister, getting all the debris inside the canister. And, of course, the filter will pick up all the dirt. But you can't vacuum effectively if there's large piles. I've tried various methods, believe me. I tried vacuuming the pool and going around these large piles. But then inevitably you're going to hit a pile or hit something and it's going to get sucked up in the vacuum and clog it up. Or I've done it before where I've skipped certain areas of the pool and then I use my leaf rake at the end. And then of course it's still kind of messy because you may miss a few things and then the dirt's still there. And so that's not really effective. I prefer using the leaf rake first to get the large debris off the bottom and then manually vacuum after that fact versus the other way around. And I think it works very effectively. And so if you don't have a vacuum system, and I highly recommend having a vacuum system because you wouldn't have to even debate or kind of pick and choose how to actually manually vacuum the pool because the vacuum system will pick up the large debris and, of course, most of the dirt on the bottom. So definitely a tool to look into getting for your pool route. And if you're a homeowner with a pool with a lot of large leaf debris in your pool, you definitely want to consider investing in a standalone vacuum system. You can get the bottom feeder, the power vac with the battery pack, or the riptide with the battery pack, and keep it at your poolside. It's about a little more than $1,000 investment. But if you were going to get a robotic pool cleaner, you would probably spend a similar amount of money, and the vacuum system would be more effective with very large debris pools I'm speaking of specifically. So if your pool is full of leaves all the time, you definitely want to consider a vacuum system. And if you do pool service and you get a lot of pools with large leaf debris, piles of leaves here and there, you definitely want to invest in a vacuum system. Now, if you get to a service account and there's just piles and piles of leaves everywhere, plus dirt, I would say I would spend most of my time just using my leaf rake to get all of the leaves off the bottom and really not worry about the dirt, because then you can't really vacuum after you spend, you know, 10 or 15 minutes with the leaf rake getting the leaf debris off the bottom. That's counterproductive to your business and you would spend too much time there. And so you're going to have to just get the leaves off the bottom 1 week and then vacuum the next week. And that's one of the drawbacks with the manual vacuum, is that if you look at the vacuum head, the opening is pretty small and it gets clogged up pretty easily. And I've had my share of vacuum heads clogged up. Very frustrating when you're vacuuming a pool and some leaves get in there and clog it up, and you have to stop, pull everything out, turn off the pump, take off the vacuum head, get the debris out. Or sometimes the canister gets clogged up, you gotta disconnect it. It becomes kind of a mess with the pool with a lot of leaf debris. Now, if the pool is just pure dirt with very little leaf debris, you have no problem manually vacuuming it. You'll see like the streaks of clean pool and the streaks of dirt. And it's kind of a very satisfying feeling when you get all that dirt off the bottom and you see the pool as being crystal clear now. And you see that bright white plaster shining up at you. So there are some satisfaction with vacuuming out pools, of course. But sometimes you're going to have to pick and choose of how much you're going to vacuum, how much you're going to leaf rake. And of course, if you had a vacuum system, that would eliminate probably the whole debate. But of course, I know that not everyone has a vacuum system. Some areas, maybe you don't see the benefit of it. If you're in Arizona or if you're in the high desert of California, you may have a lot more dirt than debris in the pools, and you may not see the benefit of a vacuum system. So I totally understand that. But manual vacuum does have its drawbacks. You're going to have to kind of learn when there's too much debris in the pool to vacuum, or when you're going to have to leaf rake the pool prior to vacuuming. And this all comes with experience. Typically for me, whenever I see a large pile of leaf debris, I'll definitely use my leaf rake first to get it out, because I know the vacuum is not going to work. Even if you go on the edge of it and try to vacuum it slowly, you're going to pick up a big clump of it and get it sucked in. And I guess one of the other drawbacks with manual vacuuming a pool is you're going to have to know that the system can actually work effectively. So if the filter is dirty or if the pump is not running correctly, you definitely can't get enough suction to manually vacuum the pool out. And in that case, I would just use a leaf rake mainly, and then I would vacuum if necessary, only in those cases. And sometimes you're going to have the customer either get new filter elements or a new filter, or fix whatever is causing the pump not to have full suction before you can actually manually vacuum the pool. But the majority of the pools on your route, and of course if you're a homeowner, your pool should be running well enough to where you can easily manually vacuum the pool without having any problems with suction. But that is something that you have to consider, that sometimes the suction isn't good enough to vacuum the pool out, and you have to troubleshoot it and fix any kind of issues that are causing that lack of suction, because the manual vacuum only works if you have a good amount of suction to pick up that leaf debris as well as dirt. If you do pool service, you're well aware of pools that really poor suction, and the time and frustration of trying to manual vacuum that pool out and how slow you have to move because you don't have the proper suction. So just keep that in mind with the manual vacuum. There are aspects of the system itself, the filter and pump, that could cause it to be kind of a struggle and frustrating to do in some cases. With that said, if you're looking for more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have an ebook available for $9.99 there also. And if you do pool service for a living and you want to enhance your business, or you're just starting out, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. A great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.